Good morning, Green Bay Packers fans. This is Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com, and we are looking back at a Green Bay Packers victory over the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving, looking forward to a Packers game against the New York Giants this next weekend, and we're looking forward to an interview with Packers tight end Tom Crabtree in just minutes. So excited for that. Tom Crabtree. We haven't talked to him since he scored a touchdown. Not in Thanksgiving, but the game before that. Sorry we missed him last week. That's terrible. Right after he scores the touchdown, we got to give him some love. But anyway, just minutes away, we'll be talking to Tom Crabtree. But how about that Thanksgiving Day victory over the Lions? Getting attention nationwide. More so about what happened between the whistles than what happened. I suppose everything's between whistles in football. But when play was stopped, Ndamukong Suh stomping on Packers lineman Evan Dietrich Smith, ejected from the game, going to be suspended. At least that's the word from ESPN. That should come down in just another day or two, perhaps, the ruling from last Thursday's game. But that's getting attention nationwide. And Ndamukong Suh, is he a dirty player or not? That's the question I ask you, the viewer here at Cheesehead TV. If you want to tweet with the hashtags Railbird or the hashtags Cheesehead TV, all those comments will show up on our live blog. Or feel free to use the Twitter widget underneath the broadcast player. I'm not sure if your comments are being approved today. We might be a little shorthanded, so we may have to tweet in our comments to show up today. But anyhow, thanks for joining us, folks. The top story today is about Ndamukong Suh. I left a link to this morning's Packers Day links at the top of the live blog. If you open that, brings you right to a story from ESPN about Ndamukong Suh. And the report goes like this. It says, quote, Detroit Lions defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh is expected to be suspended at least two games for shoving Green Bay Packers offensive lineman Evan Dietrich Smith's head, stomping on him, and then not owning up to it in his post-game comments, league sources told ESPN. Yeah, that kind of was weird following up the game, wasn't it? He didn't really own up to his actions, saying, you know, kind of saying it, he didn't intend to stomp him, even though, I mean, it's almost indisputable. Looking at pictures, looking at video of the fallout from that game, replays of what happened, and then later apologizing via a statement. At least it's a statement that I saw on TV. And so now Ndamukong Suh is getting blasted in the media from all directions. He kind of had a reputation coming into the game. The commissioner himself had to have a meeting with Suh. And I believe head coach Jim Schwartz was there as well, talking about his rough play, hits to the head. And you know, Suh is still young. It's his second year in the NFL. And, you know, I think a lot of people gave him the benefit of the doubt. Okay, you know, you've had some questionable hits, but let's see him stop and, you know, things will be okay. But now, I mean, right on the heels of that meeting with the commish, Suh goes and gets not only kicked out, but likely to be suspended, likely to be fined from the Lions organization. And now he doesn't have such a, you know, a lily white, you know, persona anymore. Not that he had one to begin with, I guess, lily white, but you know, I think a lot of people viewed him favorably after, you know, such a good rookie season. You know, one of the bright young up-and-coming players in the NFL, a star, very visible, Detroit's most visible player, kind of like the face of their franchise, I would say. And now the Lions themselves are in a little bit of shambles a little bit. Shambles is going far. I suppose when they went 0-16, that would be shambles. They're just, in a little bit of a funk here now after losing to the Packers. You know, they started off the season hot, undefeated through the first few weeks, and now what? They've lost 4 games on the season. So, down go the Lions, up go the Packers. It's hard to see any team in the NFC North, Lions or Bears, catching up with the Packers, winning division. It's almost clinched, isn't it? The Packers could probably clinch it this upcoming week. They probably could do it without even having to win. It just might take a Lions loss or a Bears loss for it to become official. I'll have to look up those stats sometime soon here. Packers, of course, control their own destiny. But obviously, they're 11-0. That goes without saying. They control their own destiny. So, you know, there's the hierarchy of goals, I suppose. First, it comes down to winning the NFC North against teams like the Lions. Then it's getting a bye in the playoffs. And then it's clinching home field advantage. And then when it comes down to the playoffs, it's winning those games and qualifying for the Super Bowl and then winning the Super Bowl. Anyhow, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we will talk to Packers tight end Tom Crabtree about that win over the Lions this past Thanksgiving and some other topics as well. So stick with us here. We will talk to Tom Crabtree in just a moment, and we will be right back here on Railbird Central. Hang on. Welcome back to Railbird Central, and right now on the phone, we're talking to Packers tight end Tom Crabtree. Tom, congratulations on the team's most recent win against the Detroit Lions.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem. As a win over an NFC North opponent, it's another step toward clinching the division, winning the NFC North. How much time does the team spend talking about clinching the NFC North?
We don't spend a whole lot of time really focusing on big picture goals. It's kind of, week to week, just go about our business. But, it's definitely one of our goals when we start the season. We obviously set some goals, and winning our division is top priority.
Is winning the division kind of a point of pride, seeing as it's something you weren't even able to do last year? It's almost kind of weird. You won the Super Bowl, but you didn't even win the NFC North last year.
Yeah, absolutely. we didn't, like you said, we didn't even win our division last year. So I think that's definitely one goal as a team we all kind of take pride in. We play the other teams in our division twice a year. We know a lot of those guys. So it's kind of a bragging rights type thing. So that's definitely our number one goal. And without accomplishing that goal, it kind of makes the other big picture goals a little harder to obtain.
I'm sure you don't need me to recap the events involving Ndamukong Suh from this past Thursday, but it's been suggested, and I'll just ask you straight up, are the Lions a dirty team?
I'm sorry, say that again?
It's been suggested that the Lions are a dirty team. Do you think that way, or, is Ndamukong Suh a dirty player?
That's a pretty big accusation to make. They're a high effort team, and they're definitely gonna fight and scrap with you till the whistle, or maybe a little bit after. And that's a matter of opinion whether that's dirty or not. If they get their shots in after the play, I kind of see it as I look at it as a challenge. They're a tough team. They're gonna be physical, and we need to match that.
We're talking
about matching it the other day and not getting carried away with any of the after the play stuff.
We're talking to Packers tight end Tom Crabtree here on Railbird Central. How has this time off been? Do you kind of consider this a mini bye almost, seeing as you've been off since Thursday?
Yeah, it's been kind of weird. It's it has almost been like a bye week. I think our coaching staff, Coach McCarthy, he's been smart about taking care of our bodies physically because we had that stretch there with three games in 11 days. And so he gave us, you know, after the game, we were able to go home with our families, and we've been off since the game. We'll be back in tomorrow. So, it's definitely been like a bye week to try to get our bodies back.
There's been some injured players on the team. Are they getting healthier, seeing as Ben, there's some extra time to recover?
I'm sure they are. I don't know any details with the injuries or, you know, what guys are up to as far as treatment and what's going on there. But I'm sure, yeah, anytime during the season you get, you know, four extra days off, it definitely can't hurt. So I'm sure everybody's taking advantage of it.
Tom, we haven't had you on the show since the Buccaneers game in which you scored a touchdown, and congratulations on that. But tell us, how did you get so open?
it was one of those goal line plays again, and I think the defense read run, and what do you know, it was actually a pass, and I was wide open in the end zone, so it was that was pretty exciting.
Well, good on you for that. Do you think you get more media attention after a game? You score a touchdown. Is there more people waiting to talk to you?
Maybe a couple. No, it wasn't too crazy though. You know, I kind of, I don't think it was too bad. Maybe a couple of people coming up to me, you know, here and there. But you know, I wasn't. My locker wasn't covered in cameras and media people for sure.
Your next opponent, the New York Giants, play on Monday Night Football tonight. Will you take any time to watch the game live this evening?
Yeah, definitely. I'll be keeping an eye on that one. And it's weird as a player. We're so used to watching the wide angles, the film copies that we study every day, and so the TV copy is kind of a letdown for us. Actually, you can't see everything you want to see, but I'll definitely be watching, and I'll keep an eye on it.
Sounds good. Any initial impressions on the Giants?
No, actually, I just from what I remember last year, they had an athletic defense, and we'll definitely know more after their game tonight. And like I said, we'll be back in tomorrow watching film and getting ready for the Giants.
Well, sounds good. We wish you luck in that game, and thank you once again for joining us here on Railbird Central. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Yep, you got it. Thanks for having me.
All right, sounds good. Take care. Packers tight end Tom Crabtree joining us here on Cheesehead TV, Railbird Central, as he does almost every Monday following each game during the weekend here at Cheesehead TV. Of course, we didn't have him last week after the Buccaneers game. But we got him this week, got to congratulate him on his touchdown against the Buccaneers, the win over the Lions, and now the Packers looking forward to the Giants this upcoming week, this upcoming Sunday, and you get to watch the Giants tonight. As fans out there, are you excited to watch the future opponent of the Packers tonight on Monday Night Football, a future opponent and a past opponent? The Giants are playing the New Orleans Saints, who the Packers beat in week one of the season. Man, was that a close game. I kind of, personally, a little bit scared of seeing the Saints in the playoffs. I mean, I think the Packers can win. They did in the season opener, although it came down to the last play of the game, a goal line stand. But, home field advantage, you would assume, for the Packers, cold weather, and Packers being used to the cold weather, the Saints being in New Orleans, maybe not. But, that's a ways off. The things would have to set up perfectly for that matchup to happen, even hypothetically. But it's a comment from EC Wiscott on our live blog. Totally excited about seeing the Giants on Monday Night Football tonight. I am too, a little bit. Going to settle in this evening and watch the Giants a little bit, watch them take on the New Orleans Saints, and, nothing else to do on a Monday night, and getting ready to see the Packers' next opponent, Giants perhaps a little bit, you know, probably not quite the season they envisioned. But, I mean, everything's still in front of them. They can still be NFC champions. I think they come into this game with a 6-4 record, if I'm correct. And with Dallas winning this past Thursday during Thanksgiving, you know, that the Giants still, they're a half game behind the Cowboys, if I'm correct. Giants are 6-4. Cowboys are 7-4. But they have, you know, they are still have a chance to win the NFC North or win the NFC East and then qualify for the playoffs. B. Stanley on our live blog saying maybe he'll have a new Glarus tonight while he watches the Giants Saints on Monday Night Football. Sounds good to me. Oh, it kind of a fun weekend to watch football from Thursday onward. You have, of course, all the action on Thanksgiving with, you know, the Packers playing and then the Cowboys after that and then the Harbaugh Bowl at night. And then you go to the action on Sunday and several interesting games, including some of those with NFC North division rivals playing in them. You know, we talked about tonight the Giants and the Saints playing on Monday Night Football tonight, a future opponent of the Packers. Well, yesterday, if you happened to be watching, the Bears and the Raiders played yesterday. And that is a matchup of two future opponents for the Packers yet this season, taking on the Raiders in 2 weeks and the Bears on, what is it? They play them on Christmas Day, don't they? And, you know, as the first game in the post-Jay Cutler era, well, not that that era is done, but at least Jay Cutler done for the season, it's looking like. And, you know, the Bears losing to the Raiders 20-25, and, you know, maybe not even that close of a game. The Bears got a long touchdown pass. What was it, 70-some yards with just, you know, 2 minutes, 3 minutes to go in the game. And, you know, had they not scored there, they wouldn't even look that close. But, you know, it's tough going out to the Raiders, and the Raiders are a team the Packers are going to have to look out for in 2 weeks. A team that's, you know, starting to hit its stride. They've got Carson Palmer now as a quarterback, and as he kind of, you know, gets more and more comfortable with each passing week, being a midseason acquisition for them via trade, I think they're only going to improve. They've got the running back duo of Darren McFadden and Bush there, Michael Bush, and that's a, you know, a pretty potent running game. And, you know, you got to be ready for it every week, every single Sunday in the NFL. So, you know, just interesting seeing that. And then the NFC North division rival Minnesota Vikings taking on the Atlanta Falcons. Not only that game was a, you know, a division game for the Packers, or, you know, a team the Packers see in their division. Actually, if the Vikings won, it had playoff implications. You know, it was something like if the Falcons and the Giants lost this week, you know, yesterday, had the Falcons lost and then the Giants lost tonight, the Packers would have clinched a spot in the playoffs. And, you know, not that that means a whole lot. The Packers are pretty much going to clinch anyway at some point here. And, but, you know, it was just notable, I thought. But, you know, the Falcons won, so now it's not even possible. The Packers can't clinch a playoff berth this week. This week, you know, it's not going to happen tonight with the Giants losing. Packers going to have to wait at least until next week. And, you know, it's probably inevitable. I think anybody would say it's inevitable that the Packers at least gain a spot in the playoffs. Yeah, that's not going out on a limb. That's going to happen. And like I said, the Packers might not even have to win for that to happen. They just got to wait for other teams to lose. And that could be a distinct possibility. But yeah, just a fun time. And boy, it's you know, as the season goes on in football, it just keeps getting better. You know, from high school to college to pros. I mean, just this past weekend here, it was, you know, the Wisconsin High School State Championships for football. And then in college, you know, it was rivalry week this past weekend in college football, and now you're getting to the conference championship games and bowl games after that, and now it's getting down to the nitty-gritty in the NFL. We're talking about playoff implications with NFL teams, and it just is so exciting. That's what it's all about, right? If you're a football fan, that's what it's all about, watching football and having something to play for, and that's why it's so good to watch the Packers right now. I suppose here, I want to get back to the Packers Daily Links, because there's a couple articles I wanted to make mention of that were in the news these past few days, and really good articles, and wanted to draw people's attention to them. Those who are watching live, feel free just to follow along in the Packers Daily Links, and those of you who are listening to the podcasted version, just make sure to come to CheeseheadTV.com daily and check them out. But we talked about the article about Ndamukong Suh already and his suspension stemming from the last Packers game. But on top of that, yesterday, Jason Wilde of ESPNMilwaukee.com wrote an article on cornerback Tremont Williams and how his play has just elevated lately. It's since the beginning of the season, really. Of course, you know, early in the year, game one, wasn't it, against the Saints? Tremont Williams injures his shoulder, happens to miss the next week's game against the Carolina Panthers, but that was it. Sat out one game, came back, and, you know, it was probably the lowest point of the season for Tremont Williams was week three when he was trying to play with that injured shoulder and not, you know, really healthy yet, not having an easy time tackling, not having an easy time playing bump and run, and jamming receivers at the line. But, it's just kept on getting healthier since then. That shoulder, the strength's coming back, and now he's really playing at a high level. You know, coming into this week, he had interceptions in three consecutive games and should have had two, possibly, this past Thursday against the Lions. But, you know, at least he's doing a good job breaking passes up. But even more so than that, you know, Tremont Williams holding down Detroit Lions wide receiver Calvin Johnson, arguably the best wide receiver in the NFL. He's right up there at the very top. Even if you don't think he's number one, who would be? Andre Johnson, maybe? I'm sure Packers fans would say Greg Jennings. Maybe even Jordy Nelson. But anyhow, Tremont Williams just doing a fantastic, fantastic job guarding Calvin Johnson in coverage. And basically nullifying his effectiveness. Calvin Johnson was not a factor in this game. He has a couple catches, but I mean, you're not going to shut out a guy entirely. And doing a great job and just getting better as the season going on. And, you know, there's hope here that this Packers defense is going to improve with him playing at a high level now and back to the level he was playing at a year ago when I've said this before, I believe Tremont Williams was the team MVP last year, even more so than Aaron Rodgers last year. And not to diminish what Aaron Rodgers did, but I just think Tremont Williams had such a fantastic season last year. Best cornerback in the NFL a year ago, in my opinion, my humble opinion. But anyhow, so check that article out from Jason Wilde. And then another article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from reporter Lori Nickel, features reporter. And this article has been a long time coming. A feature on Packers Director of Research and Development, Mike Ears. I hope that's how you pronounce it. E-A-Y-E-R-S. Ears, I imagine that's how you say it. But anyhow, he researches stuff for the Packers, and I just pulling out one random, quotation here from the article in which they talk about, Mr. Ears researching, the referee groupings that the Packers face on a daily or weekly basis. And it says, quote, he goes much deeper. For instance, Ears tracks the referees in their calls. Even though they're probably all similar, he knows which crew might be more lenient in what they'll allow and which crew likes flag football now and then. And it, you know, he researches things like that, but, you know, it goes beyond that as well. You know, that he's a motivator for the Packers. You know, he tries to give them an edge in what he does. And, you know, this is, you know, such a, I think, a fantastic job. And I think that's one of the best things Mike McCarthy has done as coach is perhaps let Mr. Ears here, you know, be front and center. I hear all the time in McCarthy's press conferences about the research they do about, you know, coming back from a Super Bowl and trying to repeat as champions and see how other teams have done that. And not only teams, how do people in the business world, how do they sustain success, have long-term success, as opposed to just short-term, as opposed to just winning one Super Bowl? How do individuals act? How do they carry themselves in the business world and teams themselves? So I think it's fantastic, and I think this guy has a fascinating job. And anyhow, anything Lori Nichol writes is you know, highly suggested reading. So make sure to check that out at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And then at the Green Bay Press Gazette, Kareem Copeland doing a feature on the Packers' backup inside linebackers, DJ Smith and Robert Francois, and how good of a job they did this past week filling in for injured starters Desmond Bishop and A.J. Hawk, and it kind of gives you confidence that, boy, I mean, if there's injuries, you know, the Packers aren't going to lose too much of a step. And, you know, it was just, you know, really one half of one game almost, but I mean, there's potential there with these kids. You know, D.J. Smith really making some tackles that you like to see. It seems like the kind of guy who just relishes making tackles, and that's what you want for an inside linebacker, a guy who's just going to get the job done, you know, and take people down and not miss a whole lot. And Robert Francois coming in and getting that big interception in the Lions game. And I really give Robert Francois some credit. He was a guy who had been, I believe, inactive for the prior 5 weeks, you know, not even playing the previous five games. And then kind of almost surprisingly, the Packers decide to activate him this game, and you know, it's a credit to Robert Francois' perseverance, you know, rather than getting down the dumps and being surly and just being satisfied or almost content with his role as being an inactive player, you know, must have shown that he kept at it and you know, was able to contribute to this team, whether it's on special teams or defense, and keeping at it and getting his chance. And now, I mean, he's really niche, you know, carved out a niche for himself, a guy who will probably be active perhaps the rest of the season. I mean, when you go and have a performance like that, it proves that, wow, he deserves to be on this team. And, you know, it may not be, you know, as on defense a whole lot unless there's more injuries again. And I suppose the injuries are, you know, worthy of mention here. Desmond Bishop and A.J. Hawk. You know, they Mike McCarthy thinks they'll play this upcoming game against the Giants, which is good. So that shows that those aren't serious injuries. And I you know, Josh Sitton, you know, it doesn't look like he'll play. So that one does appear to be a little more serious injury. And combine that with Chad Clifton, you know, left tackle, who they thought might be coming back for the Giants game, and now probably not. And being a little further away than they anticipated. And so all these things, you know, kind of happening here. Good news on the inside linebacker situation. Hawk and Bishop look like they'll be back. Bad news at the offensive line situation, where Sitt and Clifton won't be back. But at least the Packers have had, you know, a little bit of a layoff here, as we talked to Tom Crabtree and, you know, some guys taking advantage of the situation and getting healthy here in preparation for the Giants game this upcoming Sunday against the Green Bay Packers. And thank you everyone so much for joining me here on Railbird Central this morning as we look back at the Packers' victory over the Lions and forward to their next game against the Giants this upcoming weekend. It's a good time to be a Packers fan, and it's so fun to watch, and you can't complain, right? I mean, the Packers are 11-0, and they're, you know, fighting to be a playoff team and fighting to be, you know, in the Super Bowl once again. And it's a great time of year and just fantastic football we're watching lately. And anyhow, thanks everyone for joining us this morning at Cheesehead TV. Make sure to check out our coverage all week long here at the website. And, you know, come back every morning, check out the Packers Daily Links, and take care, everyone. Go Pack, go. Have a good Monday. See ya.